Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Time for Tyler Kennedy, brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding, your hometown roofing expert. A man that got a standing ovation at PPG Paints Arena earlier this week while the Penguins still had hope of making the playoffs. Too bad we couldn't get Tyler to Philadelphia or Montreal last night to give those two teams some help. Tyler, just your thoughts here. First move you'd make this offseason to fix this team?
Ooh, that's a tough question. It's a little early too, boys. Well, I think you have to figure out the goalie situation. I think it's been too long where the last 2 years, we haven't really had a solid starting goaltender that Mike Sullivan's had faith in. I think that's a big problem for me, especially the letting Ned run with the net the last month of the year, paying Jari $6 million. That's a tough one for me. Graves, I think he's a question mark. I love the two defensemen that came in, that Saban, Ivany, whatever his name is, and Shea. I thought they've played so well together. I think they're guaranteed a spot next year on the team with how they played. And I think just a couple additions to the bottom six. I think the top six is pretty solidified. I think they've really worked well together. I like where they're at. I just think the bottom six, you just need a little bit more. I think you need more goal scoring threats, and that's not going to be cheap.
How do you fix the power play for this team? Assuming, Tyler, that nobody, I think Todd Reardon's probably going to be the fall guy. He better be at this point. I hate saying somebody needs to lose their job, but they were horrible and they had all that talent. So how do you fix it if there aren't any major personnel changes other than the guy running it on the coaching staff?
You know what? When I think of the power play, the last five games, like, they've scored quite a few goals in the power play. Like, that was not what hurt them the last couple games. Like, they've scored goals. Even, when we think of the last game against Nashville, like, they've scored big goals. I think the whole problem, and I think what really kind of was frustrating for me, is they didn't figure out how to win. Mike Sullivan didn't figure out the line combinations until it was too late, So,
Tyler, if they called you, because they invite you and you have very nice seats at games now, they obviously value your opinion and input. If you got a phone call from the Fenway Sports Group and they said, Tyler, we're kind of weighing this over, we're vacillating on it, what should we do with Mike Sullivan? What would you say?
I think I'd bring him back. I'd give him I'd give him his last chance, because you would think, again, obviously they played pretty well down the stretch. I just think with him, like, it took him too long to find the line combinations. I think Bunting helped Gino find his game, but it was like almost too late. But I would bring him back and give him to Thanksgiving and be like, hey, you're on almost like a tryout here. These are the guys, I think, from what I'm hearing, they're going to try to get younger this summer with, acquiring guys, this and that. But, I think he does need to come back.
Tyler, can they get younger, though, successfully? Like, you just named some of the players involved here. Graves, there's Carlson. They have a lot of contracts that, unfortunately, aren't very movable. Like, I guess from a practical standpoint, I just have a hard time imagining them being able to get much younger with some of the deals that they have on the books right now.
Well, one, I don't know if, like you're going to be able to trade Carlson. So I think that's kind of out of the picture for how much he's making, what kind of year he had. Like, I think you're kind of stuck with him, you know, and he's played good the last couple games. Like, again, like, I just feel a lot of their team figured it out too late. Carlson played well the last 10 games when we needed him, but it was too late. Graves, like, those two young guys coming in really made me question him, you know, and it sucks. But those guys, I felt, one, they made less mistakes than him. They moved the puck. They played better with each other than, you know, any bottom six have played all year. You might have to take a loss on this one. I'm not sure. Or maybe take a chance on a guy that's a draft pick who might crack the lineup, because, you know, the bottom, the Sid, like Sid's line did so much. Like, Sid's line should be just single-handedly, they should be in playoffs, right? And then Gino struggling, but Gino's, how many goals did Gino have this year? He still had 20-some plus, right?
Yep.
Like how many? I think he had 25 or whatever.
I was going to say 24, but I think you're right.
Yeah, like, that's still pretty good for your second-line center. Like, it's not that he had, like, 15 goals. Like, he had 25
26.
Goals. Like, I thought that 26, like, that's pretty good for your second-line center. But I just think the bottom six didn't produce enough. You know, like, your bottom six, like, your fourth line, Jeff Carter had the most goals. I think Jeff Carter had 9 goals. Like, that's pretty good for a fourth line guy having 9 goals. I know we're all over Jeff Carter, but he had 9 goals. It's the other two guys around him that I don't think they had 5. You know, and that's the guys you need to have at least, you know, produce a little bit more, or at least not get scored on. So I would think that they're gonna try to get some more talent on those bottom six.
Tyler, I want to go back to Carlson, because we had you on in the offseason when that move was being discussed and rumored, and you were not a fan of it. I think you flat out said to us at one point, I just don't think he's a winning player.
You were on an island by yourself because everyone was all gassed up about it, and you weren't.
I love that you had the balls, big ones, to come out and say he's just not my cup of tea as a player. So do you still feel that way?
I think he's grown on me a little bit, you know, and my thing, you know, being a guy that's won and seeing the defense that we had, when you think of that team, we didn't have just a pure guy, you know, like Sergei Gonchar scored a lot of goals, but he was pretty good defensively. Chris Letang was coming up. He was an offensive guy, but he also was very good defensively. Like, through the whole year, I felt like Carlson would get a nice goal and he'd give up two, you know, and he didn't tighten up his defensive game until literally 15 games left in the year, you know. And I'm always a guy, defense first, defense wins championships. And he doesn't think that way. And I think it's, you know, he struggled. Like, I'd love to see what the plus minus was on Carlson this year. Is he a plus or a minus? Well, you guys pull it up or what?
I'm pulling it up right now. I'm too busy thinking.
What do you think he is,
Tyler? Plus or minus player? Yeah, just one or the other.
Minus.
He's a plus four this year.
He was a four.
And that feels like an accident, because even though you just said, and I largely agree with you, that he started to figure it out and play a little bit more responsibly the last 15 games, you know what I'm going to have burned into my brain all offseason? Him just deciding he was going to leave the front of the net against Detroit up 5-3 and go pointlessly behind the net. Him pinching for no reason against Detroit up 5-4. If they get that point taken off the board for Detroit, last night could look a little different. Maybe the Flyers play things a little differently.
Oh, they definitely
play
things
differently. They played a lot differently. And maybe the Penguins are still playing for something tonight. It drives me insane, dude.
Like, when you think of where the season went sideways, you know, when they went out west and they came back after 4 games, they didn't have a point. Like, that hurt them. Like, that was like, just think of like even a tie. A tie would make them, this game tonight, mean something, you know. But not getting 1 point on a 4-game roadie, like, that hurts. You know, those, when you go on those losing streaks, like at the time, I don't think they realize how much it means. And like, I thought they would have learned their lesson from the year before. Like both years came down to the last two games, you know, and it sucks because it's those little overtime points, you know, like how many times did they not win in the 3-on-3 or get scored on? Like that was huge. Like that's huge. And like, so when you think of like, yeah, Todd Reardon's going to get maybe canned because it's going to fall in someone's hands. Like when I see those two guys get called up, like, I think Reardon did a great job with those guys for the last month they were here. Like, maybe Reardon is saying the right things, and those veteran guys are like, no, no, this is the kind of player I am, which I, maybe I think Carlson does that. No, no, you got me to score goals. You know, defense is defense, you know. Maybe that's it, because they just they made some big – they had some big problems on special teams and 3-on-3 that – ultimately ended their season.
Before we let you go, Tyler, the last one, this has got to be quick. If you were in that dressing room and you had a long-term deal and you're in the club with Sid, Malkin, and Letang, and you're like, we want to try to win one more Stanley Cup before our careers are done. If you found out that Jari was going to be back as your number one goaltender, how would that make you feel?
I don't know if you even need to go further and answer it, just judging by that first laugh.
Well, I just don't know how confident I would be, you know.
How could you be?
Like, yeah,
you couldn't be.
Like, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if, like, you know, I know those guys probably have full confidence, and you're like a different realm. But when you're outside the game, and you can probably speak the truth and really see it through a clear glass, like you're like, no, no, this guy, the guy that's going to take us to the promised land. I'm not sure, you know. Like, again, I don't think Jari's proven himself. Like, I thought he had great stretch. I thought he played really well. Again, he had a ton of shutouts. But if this game meant something tonight,
he wouldn't
I'm shaking in my boots a little bit.
He wouldn't be playing.
And Nedeljkovic would be in goal for 13 in a row.
The guy who actually was giving you something down the stretch.
Yeah, but was Ned that good?
No, he wasn't. That's the other part of it, Tyler. Exactly.
Yeah,
that's the most problematic part of it.
Exactly. You know, when they played, who'd they play where Ned got pulled? What team was
Boston?
When they lost Boston. Like, Ned let in two squeakers.
Yep.
Like, those were the games when I think of, like, Flower, Matt Valasky, whatever the guy in
Tampa.
Like, those guys are making them. Yep. Yeah, like those guys are me. I'm terrible with names, of course. Like I just guess at the time. But those are the guys that I'm like, wow, no, our goal is going to be rock. Like we're good, you know?
Yep.
And then Jari comes in, and first shot, he lets a guy go to the middle and just on the ground between his five hole. Like those are tough. Like that, those are tough to be like, oh, you know, like you're playing a little better defense, I think. You know, and that's frustrating because, like, I love the way the team was playing the last 10 games in front of those guys. I thought, finally, I was like, wow, they're finally playing with some structure, some consistency. They looked hungry, like, and I felt the line combinations were the first time where I was like, wow, all three of these guys on this line play well together. You know, when's the last time you said that about the Penguins? But the last 10 games, I'm like, you know, the first line with Sid with, you know, DOJ up there, like he played unbelievable. I think he deserves a chance in the first, you know, O'Connor up there, sorry. And who was Sid play with? O'Connor and who?
Rust.
Rust. Like those guys played well. Bunting, Malkin have great chemistry. Like, Bunting drags Malkin into the battle sometimes even when Gino doesn't, which is like unbelievable, which I think no one has done that in a long time. And I thought their line was playing well. I love Eller on the third line. I thought Eller was a gamer. I thought a guy that I believe that, you know, gave me a chance to win. And then that fourth line was the fourth line. Jeff Carter scored a huge goal that we needed. And he's playing, again, 9 goals on a fourth line center. Like, that's pretty good. You know, that was a lot better than he did year before. I thought he had a good year. But, again, I was just finding the line combinations too late, you know, and that's what's tough, because it would have been so nice to see them in playoffs. Like, I almost feel like we needed them to be in playoffs to keep that little bit of a hockey buzz.
Yeah, I popped the blood vessel in my face getting ticked off about it last night, TK. You're the man. We'll talk again next week, brother, okay?
Thanks, boys. Have a good one.
There you go, Tyler Kennedy.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.